All right, I think we finally have some conclusion here to the Graceland foreclosure saga.
Thank goodness.
Because there's been two updates today, but the latest of which, and I'm reading from over at the Daily Memphian, lets us know that it looks like this is all going to be dropped. Not just injunction to stop, but Nausicaa Investments. Brad and I have talked about this. We sniffed this out, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
You and I. The company trying to foreclose on and sell Graceland, again, Nausicaa Investments, is dropping its effort. Someone claiming to represent the company said in an email Wednesday morning attained by the Daily Memphian. Here's what they wrote. Due to the deed of trust not being recorded and the loan being obtained in different state. It just says in different state.
Okay.
A legal action would have to be filed in multiple states, and Nausicaa Investments and Private Lending will not proceed, the company said in the email. Again, this company that up until this point, reporters that had a hard time finding representatives of, they get this email. That in the, I will continue reading. That comes from consultations of the lawyers for the company. There was no harm meant on Ms. Keough, who is the Lisa Marie's daughter, for her mother's LMP mishabits and mismanaging of money.
That actually might have happened then.
The company will be withdrawing all claims with prejudice. The email said, and the statement from the company followed the Shelby County Chancellor, Jadae Jenkins, halting any sale during a hearing Wednesday morning. That had been the earlier update that this at least was going to be halted for the time being while folks tried to get down to the bottom of Nausicaa's claim. But we're past that now because we've gotten the email from Nausicaa, whoever it is, this company that goes back to a P.O. box, essentially, that had this claim. They are dropping their claim. And so I think,
that's good
again,
news.
Anybody that was getting their money together for an auction is going to try to put in a bid on Graceland. You can just stop now. Seems like everything's going to stay as it is.
Having said that, the one question I ask as I listen to you read the statement from the Daily Memphian is that it does sound like, and I'm again, the Graceland thing makes sense that you're keeping Graceland. It's worth $300, $400 million versus the $2 or $3 million loan, which may or may not have happened. It sounds like there might have been some mismanagement of money.
I don't know, man, because, again, the person that's that notarized the document,
it was forged or whatever.
She said she did not do that for Lisa Marie, so that hole still exists. And, again, Brad, you're talking about
the weirdest story.
You're talking about a $3.8 million loan that you're saying she took out from you in 2018.
Right.
And you're telling me because you now have to go through more legal action in different states, you're no longer interested in getting that and recouping that money?
Right.
No, a real company seems like
they
to me
want that money.
would go about that and try to track it down and go through all the. That's why I think this backing off seems like even more so, more evidence of what we thought, that this was a fraud claim in the first place.
Right.
We speculated yesterday that maybe Lisa had made a deal with the mob.
Right.
And because the mob doesn't have a face, perhaps this was part of the
side deal.
Why you got P.O. boxes and you got notaries that didn't really notarize anything. Who knows if that's
so
the case or not. But clearly, with more steps to have to go through and prove that they had an actual claim, they didn't want to do it. And that tells me this whole thing was fraudulent from the get-go. And so I mean, they took a shot again at a woman who is no longer here, who's passed away, by saying she mismanaged the money, the mishabits. But, oh, by the way, we didn't mean any harm to you, Ms. Keough. I hope I'm pronouncing her last
name. You're nailing it.
The daughter. We didn't mean any harm to you, but your mother was terrible with her money.
Right.
We're backing up. We're not going to come after this $3.8 million anymore. To me, that screams this was fraudulent from the get-go, the fact that you're not going to try to track this money down. And so, again, the newest update, which seems like it'll be the final update, at least for now, with this claim being dropped by, again, this company, Nausicaa Investments, that we don't even know if it really exists, seems like it will be the final update.
You know what this also teaches, I think, me at least, is the popularity of Elvis, while we joke about it being over, this story is everywhere. I mean, when I say everywhere, Jason, I'm talking about NBC, national, every radio station that does aggregating is on my feed with this story, even the follow-up today. Like, it does remind you that even 85 years later, like, Elvis is, there's still something there. There's still, you know what I mean? It's still the number two visited house in America, for God's sakes, behind the White House.
And I think there will always be. I don't think that's going anywhere.
I don't think it will, the way they've done it. I've been surprised by
that, even as, you know, generations that loved Elvis have gone and passed away. It still seems like his music's been introduced. And again, whether it's that generation's next generation right. that he introduced that music to, there still seems to be that infatuation
for him. I think so. I think so.
And sort of this, you know, what if around him.
Well, and Elvis Presley Enterprises,
I don't know, will ever die.
Elvis Presley Enterprises has done a good job doing that by taking security of that trademark, by that stuff. They've built a $200 million facility over there. They put a hotel in. Like, they've branded. They had the movie last year, I mean, with Baz Luhrmann, like, with Tom Hanks in it. I mean, there's still stuff going
See,
on
it,
there.
It just sounds like they're the, you know, the deed of trust for the property bearing Presley's signature was included in the lawsuit's exhibits, along with the alleged loan agreement. Keough believes Presley's signature on documents related to the loan are forged.
Forged.
Yeah. And that
There's
would jive
it.
With what
yeah.
we found out from the notary that she never met with Lisa
yep.
and signed anything for. So, again, I think you got a deal where, you know, some folks thought together they could put together.
Wild.
But didn't they know? You're trying to claim Graceland
yeah.
that you're going to end up in court. And if you don't have a face or a
you're
rep to put out
getting
front,
that.
You're
nothing. No,
this is not.
You could actually
come to
get
fruition
in trouble for that.
Yeah, I would imagine yeah. so at some point.
Yeah, I would think.
But it seems like to me they've made it very hard to find them.
Yes.
And so I don't know how you can track them down if you were going to try to pursue a fraud case. But Graceland appears to be saved for now. Everybody can rest easy.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.